All right, and there that goes. Gonna send it up to fucking YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. I'll just upload it on all three of those. And let's go ahead and get down to this real quick, real fast. Morning Wine Cellar. It is 3:31 a.m. February 20th, 2019. Yesterday was Bernie Day. All right. And right here, I'm looking at this IVN.us. And something immediately put up by a Sean M. Griffiths. All right. And it was put up yesterday immediately. And it is four ways that the party could still screw Bernie Sanders. All right. So let's look at it real quick, real fast. Morning Wine Cellar. All right. One out of four, a party loyalty oath. All right. So there's the recommendation of the DNC bylaws committee, and they adopted a relatively new party rule that essentially allows party leaders to bar any candidate from seeking the nomination if the candidate has not displayed unconditional loyalty and faithfulness to the party. All right. One could call it a purity test, you know, that thing that the those pesky lefty fuckers have. Yeah. So they have a purity test. And here is a quote from Nick Brana, who was the national outreach coordinator for Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign. He said, quote, "The new rule forces presidential candidates to pledge their loyalty to the party upon declaring their candidacy." All right. So and this is a quick explanation of the oath in italics here. It grants a single individual the DNC chair role discretion to strike anti-establishment candidates from the ballot if the chair determines that the candidates that the candidate's record of public writings and or public statements do not affirmatively demonstrate that they are faithful to the interest, welfare, and success of the Democratic Party of the United States. All right. And remember, Sanders endorsed Hillary, and they're still, you know, I think the term may be sandbagging them. All right. So number two, the preservation of joint fundraising agreements. Now, remember the early days of November 2017, the former interim DNC chair, Donna Brazile, admitted cheater. Remember, she wrote that op-ed. Yeah, nigga, I cheated. Remember that shit? Yeah. So Donna Brazile, and this was they called it an expose accompanied by a book released, and discussing the corrupt inner workings of the DNC. Now, obviously, you see her back on CNN, back on MSNBC, contributing again. So, obviously, she fucking, you know, kissed the ring, pledged allegiance again, and is back at it. All right. And the agreements used essentially gave the single establishment candidate control of the party, including its leadership, its fundraising, and how money to fund the party would be allocated. All right, the Hillary Clinton campaign was allowed to essentially launder money through local and state parties to fund the campaign. All right, remember, that's how when Hillary was like, all right, my campaign ain't gonna take money from private prisons no more. All right, baby. And but the private prisons still kicked money over to the DNC larger pot, and the DNC larger pot kicked that money right back into the Clinton campaign. So guess what, baby? She was still getting it so she could buy her hot sauce. Fucking clown. So this is a quote from Donna Brazile back then. Remember this, all right? Take a little look back in time. Quote from Donna Brazile. Right around the time of the convention, the leaked emails revealed Hillary's campaign was grabbing money from the state parties for its own purposes, leaving the states with very little to support down ballot races. A political story published on May 2, 2016 described the big fundraising vehicle she had launched through the states the summer before, quoting a vow she had made to rebuild the party from the ground up. When our state parties are strong, we win. That's what will happen. And that's Donna Brazile quoting Hillary Clinton. And continues with Donna Brazile speaking, yet the states kept less than half of 1% of the $82 million that they had amassed from the extravagant fundraisers that Hillary's campaign was holding, just as Gary had described to me when he and I talked in August, when the political story described this arrangement essentially money laundering for the Clinton campaign. Hillary's people were outraged at being accused of doing something shady. Bernie's people were angry for their own reasons, saying this was part of the calculated strategy to throw the nomination to Hillary. All right, now the superdelegates. And remember how Donna Brazile responded to superdelegates losing a little bit of power. Here, let me go ahead and do a little tangent linking here. The fuck was that? Okay. All right, do a little Yahoo search. Superdelegates. Stripped of some power. And Donna Brazile tweet. I'm pretty sure it was a tweet. All right, here we go. Over in USAtoday.com. Donna Brazile actually wrote this herself. And this is the title. I don't know that maybe the editor made this title. Democrats stripped my superdelegate powers. Now I'm a notch above a coin toss. And she put, holy rusted metal, the Democrats stripped powers from superdelegates. I earned my place at this table. There's a reason we're called party faithful. She said this, I had my wings clipped, my cape ripped, and my superpowers stripped. My irresistible kung fu grip on the Democratic Party is being pried loose by well-meaning citizens who may yet endanger the very fountainhead of their freedom. That's how she opens this thing, all right? So that's these power-hungry weirdos. All right, so back to the, and remember, this is number 3 of 4, 4 ways the Democrats could screw Bernie Sanders. And so let's play some audio from CNN, and they're going to toss the mic to Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Let's check it out.
Lost to Bernie Sanders in New Hampshire by 22 percentage points, the biggest victory in a contested Democratic primary there since John F. Kennedy. But it looks as though Clinton and Sanders are leaving the Granite State with the same number of delegates in their pockets because Clinton has the support of New Hampshire's superdelegates, these party insiders. What do you tell voters who are new to the process who says this makes them feel like it's all rigged?
Make sure that party leaders and elected officials don't have to be in a position where they are running against grassroots activists. We are, as a Democratic Party, really highlight and emphasize inclusiveness and diversity at our convention, and so we want to give every opportunity to grassroots activists and diverse, committed Democrats to be able to participate, attend, and be a delegate at the convention. And so we separate out those unpledged delegates to make sure that there isn't competition between them.
I'm not sure that answer would satisfy an anxious young voter, but let's move on.
Yeah, so that was the deal there. Right, had to fix the decibels right on the spot there, buddy. All right, so clearly, niggas is funny style is the best way I can describe. Now, and remember, like the delegates, it's like their own version of an electoral college, where it's like your vote counts just a wee bitty boo less, don't it? In it. All right, and the fourth one, 4 of 4. Keeping the tent closed. All right, many voters called on the DNC to officially support broader use of open primaries, allowing independent voters who make a considerable chunk of registered voters to voice their preferences in the Democratic nomination process. Like, that's the only reason why I'm registered as a Democrat, so I can vote in the primary. As soon as that's over, then you're back to independent. Fuck off. All right. After all, and this continues, after all, presidential primaries are not like other primary elections. Voters are not electing the nominee. They are expressing their preferences for who they want the nominee to be, and delegates elect the nominee at the party's national convention. So, guess what? your vote doesn't count. Ain't that precious? Your vote don't mean a dadgum or nothing, baby. Dancing it forward a little bit, the DNC Bylaws Committee dismissed this recommendation completely, preferring to keep the tent closed to the most party faithful. This, along with other voter restrictions, will likely produce the same broad confusion we saw in states like New York and Arizona. Remember when, like, just an assload of Brooklyn just got slapped off the voter rolls? Because what if they identify with the old fucker that still has a Brooklyn accent and want to go vote for that person? Yeah, shit's funny style, yo. Very funny style. I'm going to go ahead and link this with this little web post. It's already 3:42 a.m. I got to get the hell out of here and get down to the factory and do factory shit. All right. So that's there. WineCellarMedia.com. PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Please be as safe as possible wherever you are.